actually, what has been the growth number there for these two businesses?
Nimish, good evening. Gunjan here.
Yeah.
Consumer healthcare growth was flat. So you can say it's a zero growth.
Okay.
As far as the animal health is concerned, it is showing a really good growth, around almost about 10%.
10%. And could you quantify the sales, absolute sales number also for our benefit?
For consumer healthcare was around 35.5 crores.
35.5 crores.
Yeah.
And animal healthcare?
Animal healthcare was just a minute. I think you have it in the segment reporting. Have you seen the segment?
Yeah, animal healthcare would be
there. Yeah, it's already there.
Yeah. Right. Okay. The other question is regarding your overall pharma business, excluding consumer healthcare and animal health business, by how much has it degrown for the quarter?
It's about 1.3%.
1.3%.
Yeah.
And also wanted to know the reason why, I mean, Corex degrowth is understood because of short supply of raw material. But could you throw some more light on why some of the other pharma products are not doing well, specifically Bicosil?
I think what you have to look into it is in the last year, similar corresponding quarter, we had three products. One is Abdec, the second one is Proteinex.
Right.
And the third one is Pyridium. And
right.
These three products are discontinued.
Okay.
And hence, you know, there is a lower growth because the total almost about 5 crores we have lost out because of these three products.
Okay. So this is the first quarter when this, it's not an apple-to-apple comparison.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, fine. And could you give us some idea, if you can, as to by when will the fate of the consumer healthcare business be decided? Should we expect something in this year, or is it going to go over into the next year?
No, I think we should be really hearing something by, let's say, within a month or so. I think maybe
within
a month. Yeah, my gut feeling is it will happen this year only. It will not go next year.
Right. Right. And lastly, on the three new products that you had launched last year, Viagra, Lyrica, and Caduate, could we have market share figures?
I think the product that has done very exceedingly well is, of course, Lyrica.
Right.
And Lyrica has really been a champion product there. Viagra, as you know, you might be hearing in the news also.
Hmm.
In fact, there have been raids all over the country on chemist shops.
Right.
And to our surprise, they've been selling counterfeit Viagra per se, but counterfeit Viagra at half the price that we are selling.
Hmm.
And really, that's the market that we were hoping and targeting, and we were hoping that we will be able to replace this counterfeit business. But it's actually gone up, the counterfeit business, after we launched Viagra.
Okay.
Because, you know, it seems to be a very lucrative business.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's all not good for health. It's not good for safety. It's absolutely counterfeit product. And, you know, this is the message we are giving to the chemist. Okay, why are you dealing with this type of products? And one should resist and resist dealing with this product.
Mm-hmm.
But it's across the country available in such a large quantity.
Okay. Okay. And for Corex, when should we expect that the codeine shortage will be
that
taken care of?
That is, this month, this week itself, we have got supplies and the production is in full swing about that Thane plant and our Tollers. So
okay.
It's over now as far as the supply shortages are concerned.
So some impact would
will
be...
Positively this quarter we will feel it.
Right. But if I understand this correctly, this material is regulated by the government in terms of supplies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is there a guarantee that, I mean, in future we'll not face such issues or?
There's no guarantee.
Right.
Absolutely. Nobody can give guarantee, you know.
Okay. Or rather, let me reword the question as to what led to the shortage of the material?
Well, I think there has been a delay in the government tendering business.
Government tendering business.
Yeah.
Okay. And last question is, you mentioned 2-3 new product launches by early next year. Any of this could be products enjoying patent protection in India?
Well, we have not yet got any patent, so I can't comment at this point of time.
Okay, okay, fine. I'm done with my question. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Desai, for your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, you are requested to press star and one on your push button phones now. We have our next question coming from Mr. Balaji, calling from Sundaram BNP.
Sir, just again a question on this codeine. Which is a major company which manufactures this product?
This is all mostly in India. Supply is very low. It's mainly imported by the government.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
Good, thanks. Roshni? Are you there, Roshni?
Yes, sir. Mr. Balaji,
yeah,
thank
done,
you. We have our next participant, Mr. Karthik Mehta from Man Financials.
Yeah, hi. Can I have the sales number for the consumer healthcare business for the first 6 months of this year and the same number for the same period in CY06?
Yeah, Mr. Mehta, this year it's around 65 crores. Last year it was around 69 crores.
Yeah, and if you could share what would be the amount of gross block that would be contributing to the consumer healthcare, if any. I know it would not be a very high number, but if you could share in terms of capital employed roughly as of date.
Well, I think we need to do that separately for consumer health business,
okay,
depending upon their receivables and inventory, and that would really comprise of the major cost block.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mehta, for your questions. Next in line is Mr. Ajay Argal from Birla Sun Life Mutual Fund.
Hello, this is Jayesh here. Keval, what plans for you, the use of cash? You accumulated quite a bit, and after the Chandigarh factory sale, the kitty has actually gone bigger.
Any solution you have? Any suggestions?
Well, there are a lot of ways in which you can return the cash back to the shareholders. That is, if that is what you want to do.
Okay, we did give some dividend on that. That's one way of looking at this too. If you don't need cash, just return it back to shareholders. I have my strategic business development guy sitting next to me, and he says, no, no.